Hello Concordia, you are listening to Tornado Radio. This is Marie Edith from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Yes We Can, released in 1970 by Lee Dorsey. This is the same year that the African American business magazine Black Enterprise begins publication aimed at the growing African-American middle class. Also, that same year, the nomination of Harold Carswell to the Supreme Court was met with strong opposition from civil rights groups and was rejected by the Senate on April 8. An interesting fact about the artist is that Lee Dorsey was best known for his musical career, but before that, he was serving in the U.S. Navy and had an ephemeral boxing career under the pseudonym Kid Chocolate. Now, let's listen to Yes We Can from Lee Dorsey. Enjoy!
Together with one another, honor their problems and honor their quarrels, and try to live as brothers, and try to find peace within without stepping on one another, and do respect for the women of the world. Just remember, we all have mothers.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live,
and help each man be a better man with the kindness that. Yeah. I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. I know we can. We if we want. Yes, we can. Can.
I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Break the shaman. Yes, we can. I know we can.
Together.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Stephanie Franks from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we'll be playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Blown in the Wind from 1963 by Bob Dylan. This is the same year that more than 200,000 people march on Washington, D.C. in the largest civil rights demonstration ever. Martin Luther King Jr. gives his I Have a Dream speech. An interesting fact about Bob Dylan is his birth name was Robert Allen Zimmerman. Enjoy.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Taj from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is A Change Is Gonna Come from 1964 by Sam Cooke. This is the same year that the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC Corps, and the NAACP and other civil rights groups organized a massive African-American voter registration drive in Mississippi known as Freedom Summer. Three core civil rights activists were murdered during the Freedom Summer in Mississippi. Interesting fact about Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke was shot and killed by a motel manager who was found guilty of justifiable homicide. Cooke was only 33 years old when he died of a gunshot wound following an altercation with two women in the Hacienda Motel in L.A.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Julie from MUS 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is The Sound of Silence from 1964 by Simon and Garfunkel. This is the same year the Civil Rights Act is passed, stating that all persons shall be entitled to the full and equal enjoyment of the goods, services, facilities, privileges, advantages, and accommodations of any place of public accommodation, without discrimination or segregation on the ground of race, color, religion, or national origin. An interesting fact about the song is that although released in 1964, the song didn't gain momentum for 2 years, finally hitting the number one spot on the top 100 Billboard in the year 1966.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence.
will say, I you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning. The words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Hello, Concordia. This is Newton Williams on American Popular Music Station 1333 on Tornado Radio. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement from 1970, the song War by Edwin Starr. I want to tell you an interesting fact about Edwin Starr. He was born Charles Edwin Hatcher on January 21, 1942 in Nashville, Tennessee. And he was raised and educated in Cleveland and later joined the Army in 1960 and served in Germany. During that same year in 1970, the African-American business magazine Black Enterprise begins publication aimed at the growing African-American middle class. I hope you enjoy the song War.
They say we must
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Mason Rain from MUS 1333 American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing music from the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is the song Love is Like a Heat Wave from the year 1963 by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. This is the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech. Another interesting fact about the group is the name Vandella was inspired by Van Dyke Street in Detroit and Martha Reeves' favorite singer, Della Reese. Enjoy!
Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Michelle from US 133, American Popular Music. This hour we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Maybelline from 1955 by Chuck Berry. This is the same year that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus to a white person, triggering a successful year-long African-American boycott of the bus system. Mr. Berry was born October 18, 1926. He's an American guitarist, singer, and songwriter, and he's one of the pioneers of rock and roll music. Maybelline went to number 5 in the Billboards, making Berry a relative rarity for that time. A black artist with a major hit on the largely white pop charts, he was a sensation. Hope you enjoy.
Can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104 before it got hot and wouldn't do no more.
true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like a tornado, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Brianna from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is I Can't Stop Loving You from 1962 by Ray Charles. This is the same year that President Kennedy sends federal troops to the University of Mississippi to end riots so that James Meredith, the school's first black student, can attend. Interesting fact about Ray Charles, he attended the Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind, where he learned how to arrange, write, and read music in Braille.
I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memory of the lonesome time. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours that we once knew. Though long ago, it still made me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has to steal. Since we've been apart,
yeah. I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. Say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours,
those happy hours.
Time. Sing a song, children. I can't stop.
to say. So I'll just live my life of dreams of yesterday.
Hello Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is the Stockholm Chick DJA from MUS 1333 American Popular Music. This hour we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Respect from 1968 by Aretha Franklin. This is the same year that Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, and a close friend of the Aretha Franklin family. Some interesting facts about this artist. She sold 75 million albums, 116 Billboard chart singles, 18 Grammys to her name. She's known as the Queen of Soul. And guess what? She's afraid of flying. Thanks for listening.